You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
6 months ago, I went in to get my teeth cleaned and they took x-rays. And they came back and said I had two cavities and I didn't believe it. I was like, this is not, no, I don't. And I didn't believe it at the time because the dentist was super quick. She's like, oh, yeah, I really, really had to search through your x-rays, and I found a couple, and we need to get those filled. And I was like, I don't believe it. I've gone 42 years of my life with never having a cavity. I just moved dentists after, like, 35 years at the same dentist. And so I put it off. I waited, and I went in yesterday for my six-month cleaning, and I said told the hygienist while I was there, I was like, I've been a bad boy. Supposedly, I have a cavity. I haven't been in to have it filled. I go, but I didn't get to see the x-rays last time, and the dentist was extremely quick with me, so I'd like a second opinion. And she pulled up my x-rays. She says, I am a senior hygienist here. I've been doing teeth for 30 years. And she pointed to the two teeth that supposedly have the cavities and said, oh, yeah, we need to drill. She said, we need to get in there. She's like, actually, in this tooth right here, she's like, I see three cavities on this one tooth. So the one tooth has one cavity, and the other tooth has, like, three spots that need to be whatever they do to it. So, yeah, after years and years of bragging, Dom, that I've never had a cavity, my last dentist said I'll probably never get one because I'm at, you know, this age now. I have two. And I'm going to tell you right now, I am not afraid to admit it. I'm a little scared. I don't know what to expect. I am scared to go in to have them work on my teeth. I've never had work done on my teeth, and I am terrified. And I know it's a minor procedure, so walk me through this. What am I going to be expecting? I don't want a needle in my face.
Well, let me just start by saying for the rest of us who are sitting here listening, we could not be happier.
Yeah.
All of this for 40 years, like, oh, I've never had a cavity. I'm so
And it's like become a shtick, you know, like on all my social media, you know, it's like I'll put my little biography and then at the bottom it's like, and he's also never had a cavity.
I totally get it. You know, I used to do the thing. My whole shtick was, and I've kept a ficus tree alive for 25 years.
Yes, it's your thing, right?
And then I gave the ficus tree away, so I don't have that
anymore. Can't do that anymore. Now I can't do this anymore.
But this whole, you know, my, you know, genes are so superior to everyone else's genes that I don't ever have a cavity. The rest of you are so unclean.
Well, I take great pride in my oral maintenance and health.
Oh,
and I brush and I use mouthwash like twice a day. And I'm like, how could this be?
Anyway, now that I've gotten over the gloating part of this and just I'm like, okay, I can see how at age 43 you are now concerned with what happens because you've never ever had your mouth deadened
ever
once. So what you can do, first of all, it is a minor procedure. It's nothing. The only thing that will get to you is the smell. That's
it. Oh, okay. There's a smell?
Drilling your teeth, there's a smell involved. Oh, and that's the only thing that's like weird. You probably should take some sort of like what can they give you?
Like a relaxant?
Yeah.
Take a shot of NyQuil before I go in?
I'm not going to go so far as to say a Valium or anything.
Some sort of sedative.
Something.
Shot of whiskey.
Calm you a little bit because it's not a big deal for the rest of us. Although I haven't had a cavity in a million years. Knock on wood. I don't want to pull a Jeremy.
Right.
But I mean, when I was younger, I did. You know, and what you can do is ask for them to numb the area where they give you the shot to start with.
Oh, okay.
So you don't even feel that. And then just close your eyes and open your mouth and don't look at the needle going in your mouth.
Oh,
and don't
man.
Look at the drill going in your mouth.
All of this gives me the heebie-jeebies.
No, but it's not a big deal. You won't feel anything. You'll just hear. It's just sound and smell. That's it. And then you have a little mouth for like about an hour.
And it's both sides, too, so because they're on opposite sides. So.
Yeah. So when you try to drink something, it'll come out of your mouth.
fantastic.
You do sound like my wife. She was so happy yesterday. She's like, ha ha, you know, finally, it's about time. This is great.
I'm not going to lie. I'm about to text Nicole, and we're just going to do a happy dance together.
Yeah, I know.
On your behalf. So, but you'll be fine. It's not a big deal.
I know I will be, but I am truly a little nervous just because I've never even had a broken bone or stitches.
No, you've lived too much of a perfect bubble wrap life.
I've had a safe life. You know, and this is so foreign to me. And then to have a foreign substance on my persons, in my body, and something that's not natural in my mouth. It's not a tooth, you know.
And the thing that I should be jealous of is that, I mean, I'm old enough that, you know, when I had the crap put in my teeth with the fillings, they don't put that stuff in there anymore. So mine, several years ago, they had to start going in and replacing with the new, you know, naturally colored stuff and everything. So you can't even tell anymore.
Right.
You'll be fine.
I know I'll be fine, but this is the whole process right now has me thrown for a loop a little bit. You know,
there's a chink in the armor.
What's the point? There really is, man. There really is. So
the invulnerability of Jay Pidge.
It's all downhill from here.